Devils are dogs without teeth, as they used to say in India, and that's what they are. They're dogs without teeth. They got a bite. They got a bark, but they haven't got a bite. And we do have this authority, you know, and it's just what we're listening to, what narratives we're believing. And you have authority right where you are, and you don't even have to be somewhere to command devils to leave or situations to change. You can do it right from where you are, because there's no time and distance in the spirit. You know, our words carry on the wings of God, on the wind of God, you know. We just speak it, it goes into that atmosphere, it goes into that next realm, which is actually very thin realm. You know, and we start to see things as we start to walk by the Spirit. You start to hear God as you be still and know that He is God. Like, not letting so many distractions in. We got many things to do, all of us, but, you know, we need to keep God and bring God, invite God in everything that we're doing. Father, this is your day. I'm going to work. Now you bless me. You be with me. You give me something to do within this day, within my work period. You open an opportunity for me. Bring thoughts and your inspirational thoughts to my heart and mind. You know, we got a relationship with God. You know, Jesus Christ had a relationship with God. It wasn't just like, bang, Jesus, you do this, and He went and done it. It was a relationship. It was a submission. And He submitted by the free will of His own choice to do the will of the Father. We can submit ourselves to do the will of the Father through our own free will choice, or we can listen to the people around us or the narratives in the world. But we have great power, and we don't bow. You know, if you bow, you burn. And we're not going to bow, and we're not going to burn. Like you say, whether it's a water infection, kidney infection, cancer, AIDS, whatever it is, we do not bow, because the truth is we are healed, we are strong, we are blessed, we are successful. And when we practice the right way, then we will get right results. Simple, isn't it? Like if you go to work and you're doing wrong practices within your business, you're not going to get the results you desire. You're not going to get the business you need. You're not going to have everything flowing. So we're doing the Father's business. So when we practice the way God would have us practice, then we start to manifest all the good results, all the fruits of the Spirit, everything. Because like God gives us things that benefit us, which keeps us strong, which keeps us focused, which keeps us moving in the right ways, in the right areas. So again, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on God. Doesn't mean to say you've got to ignore your responsibilities or the things that you've got to do within a day. It's just that you got God in them that day. You started your day with God. Father, I invite you in. You go to work. You go before me. Even if you don't feel so great, even if your mind feels a little bit foggy, sometimes we might wake up like that. We, you know, sometimes it is like that, you know. But that's not the real reality. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We're right before the throne room of grace. We're right in the presence of God. And we just got to recognize, when you wake up in the morning, get this in your mind, I am right in the presence of God, of Jesus Christ, and all the angels. You know, so when you're in their presence and you recognize and you make it a reality in your life that you're in their presence, then you're going to start walking with some authority. You're going to start walking in spiritual awareness of who you are, what you have, the authority you got. And you don't have to take no rubbish from the world. You don't have to take no rubbish from anyone. You know, and the thing is, like, God is working in us. You know, we are the representation of the Lord Jesus Christ and God in this earth, you know. So Jesus Christ, when he walked the earth, he was representing his Father. He was showing what the Father was all about through his, he had to be obedient, though. He had to listen, and he had to do exactly what God was showing from the freedom of his will. You know, because this is all free will. Coming on the Zoom fellowship is free will. Speaking in tongues is free will. Honoring God is free will. It's all about your free will, and God does not take anyone's free will away from. So when we submit in love and obedience to our Father, Father, I want to do these things. These things are so good, but, you know, I got an old paradigm here that keeps getting in the way and stopping me from doing what you really want me to do. But Father, you help me with this. You give me strength in these areas of weakness. And Father, I thank you that I am strong in these areas. You know, we don't wait to become strong. We declare we're strong. We declare we're prosperous. We declare that we're successful. And this is the way we do it. And we don't let our emotions make us think anything different. You know, it says in the scriptures that we're to cast down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into prison, captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. Oh, I can't do this. No, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. You know, God doesn't seem to be at work. No, God is at work in me, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Oh, I'm always lacking. No, my God shall supply all my need according to his glorious riches by Christ Jesus. So this is the true reality of what is already done for us and what God will do for us when we go to God and when we declare these things from our heart with faith, then God goes to work. Everything becomes smooth. You know, this is the right practice. So we want to practice in the right way. You know, so like we've all got our own ideas. We've all had a background in different religions or ministries or fellowships. But the right practice is what we need. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, right? And is profitable for doctrine, how to believe rightly, for reproof when not believing rightly, for correction back to believing rightly, that the man or woman of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. So, you know, when God is speaking, it's going to be in one of those three ways, you know, instruction, doctrine, how to believe rightly. See, it's the sound doctrine that gets us to believe rightly. Then it's the action behind those words that we take that things start to manifest in our life. It's no good just knowing all these things. You know, for years, I took PFAL so many times. So, I mean, hundreds of times. Intermediate class, hundreds of times. And then I've listened to the advanced class hundreds of times, took the advanced class live. And it didn't do nothing for me because I had just had a knowledge of those things. Oh, there's 5-star devil spirits, 4-star devil spirits, 3-star. They operate like in, like an army type of thing. And it was just all knowledge. But where's the practical? So it's as we move with God, as we allow God to direct our steps through our submission, through not thinking we know better, but Father knows best, then God can really, really just bring everything into us to make us fruitful. So again, the practice is very important. The basics of this is that it's God first. You know, if you have got God first in certain areas of your life, you know, we're always being perfected. We're always renewing. We are complete in Christ, but in our practice, you know, there might be areas we're changing and getting lined up with God as God's working in us and energizing us. But if you put God first, if you look at the areas that you've truly got God first, there's nothing you've had to ask him for. There's nothing you've had to pray for. You don't even have to pray for stuff if you've got God first, because like it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. God says, look, just put me first. That's all I want to do. The reason why I want you to put me first is so I can get all my blessings and benefits to you. I'm a jealous God. I want you having me first above anything. You know, Jesus was quite strong in some of the words that he spoke. He said, unless you leave mother, father, brother, sister, auntie and uncles type of thing, he said, you know, you ain't worthy. And he said it straight, right? That's coming from our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you think he would say anything different today? I don't think he would. Right? So it does take this kind of level of heart and commitment to God to really look to him in every situation, you know? And if we want to activate all that's been made available in Christ, then we've got to have some level of humility before God, a readiness to do what God wants us to do, an obedient heart to follow out the things that he's showing us. And it's an act of faith, because sometimes God will put stuff in your heart and you think, is that me or is that God? But the more you stay with God, the more you practice with God, the more you meditate with God, you know, then you'll start to recognize when God is putting something in your heart, and you'll just be so free. You know, who the Son made free is free indeed. You know, we're not under any bondage. If you're in a bondage in an area, then you just say, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Get the word in your heart and then start living it. Start declaring it from your mouth. You know, the first thing that we've done, we never studied any Bible before to get born again. I heard it by the word of preaching. Someone preached, you know. If you believe in your heart that God raised, if you confess him as Lord and believe God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So what we believe here, in the depths of our heart, and we say with our mouth, will come to pass. Whosoever, like Jesus gave the example in Mark 11:23, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall believe in his heart the things which he says, he shall have whatsoever he saith. He says whosoever. Or it works for saint and sinner alike, right? But when we got it with God, how powerful is that? How fruitful will it be? How beneficial will it be for us and for those around us? And whatsoever you desire, it goes on in the next verse. This word desire can also be translated call for. Whatsoever you call for when you pray, believe that you receive what you've asked for and you shall have it. So we can call for things. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. God calls those things which are not as though they were. Let's get back to the simplicity of what I encouraged going back in March 2020, when I come back from India and before, about the words of our mouth, our authority. You know, we say light be in situations. You tell light be when something's not going right, when there's just an area that you're just kind of not, no, but, well, I don't like using the word breakthrough. You're just not getting through in the situation. You say, I speak light in the situation. I speak away in the situation from the right hand of God. God has given me good words, you know. And another thing that will help you to move forward in situations is not thinking bad or speaking bad about other people. You know, this will is very detrimental to you. When you gossip, when you talk about another believer, when you talk about yourself in your own thoughts in a negative manner, that's what you're going to reap. So it's very beneficial. It says that we're not to know no man after the flesh. And also, we didn't even know Christ after the flesh. Now, we don't know no man after the flesh. We don't even know ourselves after our old way. Because we're a new creation in Christ now. We're a different vehicle. We're sons of God. And we got to believe it. You believe. Now, ask yourself a question when you're saying something. I'm a son of God with all power. Do you really believe that? And how is it playing out in your life? How is it playing out in your life, right? Yeah, I really believe that. Yeah, I believe in speaking tongues. Do you do it? This is where the benefit comes from. You know, like it says in Psalms, bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all of your iniquities, who heals all of your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns it with loving kindness and tender mercy so that your youth is renewed like that of the eagles, who casts your sins as far as the east is from the west and remembereth them no more. Do you believe those words? When God says in Psalms, you know, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable. When you're on your own is where it counts. What you think when you're on your own is who you really are, who you're identifying as. If it's worries, fears, doubts, negatives all the time, you can change it by bringing in the words from the Father. You know, what does God say? You know that, oh, God will never do these things for me. No, all the promises of God are yes in Christ and amen. God is saying, yes, yes, I'll do this for you. There's no good thing I would withhold from you if you're walking uprightly, if you're living the life. You know, it's all right talking the life, but we got to walk the life, you know. We got to live this life. It's got to be a dedication. It's got to be a dedication not to soon fellowship, not to me, not to anyone. It's got to be a dedication to God first. God wants to be first in everything that we're doing. When we kind of learn this, that God wants us to be first, you are going to benefit immediately. You are going to become very fruitful immediately. Now, when we follow the encouragement that the Lord Jesus Christ gave, you know, the fields are white unto harvest, but the laborers are few. He told you the situation, and then he told you what to do. Therefore, or he told them what to do, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will throw out the laborers. And God's going to do that. He's not withholding anything from you because you're walking uprightly. If you truly desire that labor, you think, well, yeah, I do. I've been praying for laborers. And, you know, I've been praying for quite a few years. Actually, I still haven't got one. Right? If that is in your mind, then, you know, you need to check your heart. Because when you are dedicated to God, I mean, literally, everyone on here will say I'm dedicated to God. But what about in action? This is where the manifestations of the blessings come. It's through the actions of what you're hearing, what's being encouraged to you, And listen, I'm not browbeating anyone. I'm giving you the truth, right? You know, and what is it, Paul said, or is it Jesus? Am I not your friend because I tell you the truth? You know, people don't like to hear it sometimes because it means they got to do something, you know. But all you got to do is do what God puts in your heart to do. You go to the Father, Father, what is your direction for me? What is your focus for me? What have you personally called me as your son to do, or as your daughter to do? What is the direction for my life? Give me the vision. You know, where there is no vision, the people wander aimlessly. And are you in a paradigm? Are you in a paradigm of traditional old teachings? Or are you getting the heavenly truths that will really blow the doors off? It blows the doors of fear off your life, the doors of poverty off your life, the doors of illnesses off your life, the doors of lack in your life, the doors of no friends in your life, you know? And God wants you to really enjoy this life. He wants us to live a happy life, and we really can. Yes, we know there's records in the scripture that say there's going to be persecution and these things, but like, if that was really going to be like that, then it would be so hard for a lot of people, right? God is not going to, he's made it easy. Jesus Christ has paid the price. When we're walking by the Spirit, we're not scared of a little bit of persecution because we know there's going to be a great testimony and victory if there is anything coming against us. But when you know who you truly are, do you really believe you are as he is in this world? Ask, these are great questions that I'm kind of presenting to you that you can personally ask yourself. Because these are questions that God worked in my heart. Lara, do you really believe who you are in me? Do you really believe that what I've done, I've done? No, do you really believe that when you die, you're going to be raised up from the dead if I haven't gathered you beforehand? Do you really believe when you honor me with your substance that I'm going to take care of you? Do you really believe it? Because I tell you, if there's a little doubt in there, you won't do it fully. And then you don't get the full benefits of it. You won't really speak in tongues much if you didn't really think it's going to benefit you. Let's be honest. Ask yourself this question. How often through the day do you really speak in tongues? And I'm not talking about 1 minute, you know, because I used to do that. Like, so like, oh yeah, I spoke in tongues today. Do you speak in tongues? Yeah. And I look back and think, well, I haven't done it for like 30 seconds. I mean, someone that loves God with all their heart, soul, mind and strength, it's not that they've got to do it or they should do it. It's because they want to do it. I want to speak in tongues, you know. And I still get people send me their speaking in tongues. They do a focused hour a day. Even though they do speaking in tongues through the day, we encourage this, like, just to get it going, like, in someone's life. And it's a great practice. There's many benefits. Amber's a great example. Every day, she'll send me through an hour and a half, 2 hours, and she said, there's my speaking in tongues for today. It's a point of encouragement. It's not like she has to do it. It's not a law that she's got to do it this way. She don't even have to do it, right? But she listens to the words, you know. And I know my daughter-in-law, and I know she's my daughter-in-law, so I'm not picking her up or anything, but she really listens to what I say. And she doesn't take it as the words of Lawrence. She takes it as the words from God. And when each of us are speaking on there, we need to take the words as the words of God. Just like Marie. You know, I noticed that when we have the manifestation, these are words from God, right? And they are, because they're manifestations. But so are these are words from God, just as much. It's prophecy. We are prophets in the sense we're prophesying what God is working and energizing us by the Holy Spirit. But you've got to be dedicated, guys. You've got to be focused. Like, and if you're not, you just say, God, help me to be really focused. Help me to do this, not because I have to do it, because I know it's going to benefit me if I do it, and I really want to do it, but there are things in my life, or my thinking, or my background, that kind of stops me from really moving forward. Break these chains. Break these strongholds. Break these sacred cows of tradition, of words, you know? And when you go to God like that, he's going to do it. Do you ever pray to God and don't think he's going to do it for you? Because why would you pray? We pray because we believe God's going to do it for us. Or do we? Is there a doubt? You've got to get rid of those doubts. You are talking face to face, even though you can't see his face, to God when you pray. Because you're in his presence right now. Literally before his face. We've got that direct access and we're justified by faith. And faith is that you can't see the physical things, right? But you can see it here through the words being encouraged. So you wouldn't pray if you didn't think you were going to get your prayer answered. Because that's doubt. There's doubt in there. But what does it say? Let's read it. I don't have to read it. I can quote it. But I want to read it because, again, you know, the scriptures are so fantastic because it settles the arguments, right? Now, you can't, you may argue with some of the things I've said, right? I know none of you are going to do that, right? But you may do. You may think, well, I want to take you up on that. And that's fine. I'm quite happy to be taken up on stuff. But what does it say? Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You're seeking the heart of God, baby. You're going precisely with what it is that you need, or what it is that you want for the direction of your life, or for the provision of your life, or for the healing of your life, or for the mending of relationships. Now, when you're praying about relationships, it takes the other person too, but you can intercede for that person through speaking in tongues. You can intercede for people and through praying. You know, if there's someone that you love dearly and they're just kind of offish with you or off with you, just pray for them. God can change your heart in an instant. One word from God can change your life. It's all about perspective. And it's all about God's perspective. And it's all about you don't have to do anything to receive from God, in the sense that if you're loving him, you're living your life. We don't earn our salvation, guys. Jesus Christ done it. Right, he paid the price for your salvation. We believe that's how we received it. Now, you believe that you're born again, right? Yeah? You believe that when you confess Jesus as Lord and God raised from the dead, you got the Spirit of God. Now, you can believe that. Yeah, I'm born again. You won't deny that. But what about when you speak in tongues? What about when you honor God? What about when you minister? You know, we got to believe it just like, no, it's done. It is done. When you minister healing to someone, it's done. The best way and the most effective way to minister is to command as God is energizing you. You speak to the problem, the mountain in someone's body. You speak to it. Get out. If it's a spirit of infirmity, if it's a cancer spirit, or if it's a spirit of AIDS, or whatever it might be, affecting the body, and then the world gives it names. Right? Jesus Christ's name is above every single name. Right, so Jesus' name is above every name. In the name of Jesus Christ, and you got to do it with your heart, and you got to believe it here when you're saying it, in the name of Jesus Christ. When you believe the name of Jesus Christ and say it from your lips, miracles, signs, and wonders happen. When you say, Father, I thank you that you'll send me that one key laborer that's equal to a million, in the name of Jesus Christ, it's done. Now, you might have to wait for the manifestation, like when we minister healing, sometimes it's instantaneous. I've seen it when I've ministered to people, instantaneous. Other times, it's been a week later that they've manifested the healing. According to their faith, be it unto them. Jesus said to the man with the withered hand, stretch forth your hand. So what did he do? The man believed the words. Jesus gave him a command through the words of faith, and the man could have thought, well, I can't. How dare you tell me to do that? I haven't been able to move for years. No, he believed, because he must have heard other things that built his faith to the point when Jesus said, stretch forth thine hand. And his hand was made whole. Silver and gold have I none. The man that was begging for years because he was lame in his legs. You know, God just showed John and Peter this guy had faith. He was expecting something. We got to be expecting something. When you're expecting something, and then you might be expecting something, and God gives you something totally different, but it's better than what you was actually expecting for, right? Just like this movie was begging for alms. He wanted some money, some bread, some clothes, or some help, or a new bed, or a new blanket. Silver and gold have I none. That's what he was expecting, money, because that's what Peter said. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. He could give it freely because he received it freely, and he believed who he really was. He was walking and living with the master for a year, right? And so didn't you think he learnt a lot of things from Jesus' life when he walked with him as his disciple? He certainly did. What are you learning? What are you picking up from your connection? What are you learning? Like, you know, we got to learn from each other. No one's better than anyone else in there, but that, you know, you can learn and you can grow. God wants, if you're not learning, you're going backwards. God wants us to move forward. So all this wonderful encouragement that's been given on here from God and through each believer, God is building upon. Everything is going great. You guys are absolutely fantastic and walking with God. God says, come up the levels. Come up the levels now. Really step out. Really step out. Like, just ask for something big. Ask big. Like, in boxing it is, you know, fight hard or go home or something like that. It is like they got these little things up. Ask big or go home. God says, why are you living a mediocre life? Why you live a substantial life as a believer? It's a discredit to me because I am the God of all of abundance. In every area, you can be very successful. And we got to have some type of arrogance with this. Like, sometimes people can come over arrogant to people, but it's not. It's just that we are certain of who we are. We truly believe who we are in Christ, you know. And I'm fantastic. You know, I said to him, listen to this guy. He's absolutely hot. And it's me. I put the video on, we all recorded, and she's laughing. I said, but I believe that. I believe, if I don't believe that, if nobody else is believing it, someone's got to believe it. God believes in me. Jesus Christ believes in me. And I believe in myself. And I believe in myself in the sense of I got his ability in me, and it's through the energizing of God that I can do. It's not in my own strength, definitely. Like we know in Zechariah 4:6-7, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. So since we've been practicing this way, you've seen the fruit, I'm seeing the fruit, people are solid with God and moving. Yeah, things might come up, you might go a little bit wobbly, but you just bring yourself back in line because that's who you are. You can do everything you want to do with God. You are water walkers, you know. When Jesus was walking on the water, you know, and Peter, you know, like I said last week, like Peter, like, you know, Lord, if that's you, bid me to come. He didn't say, well, sorry, Peter, you haven't spoken in tongues much. Well, you weren't available then, right? You haven't taken the PFL class. You haven't qualified for this. You haven't prayed much. You know, you were sinning over there when you lost your temper with that person and you threw the fish out of the boat when you could have kept it. It was a waste. No, you can't walk on the water. No, nothing like that. You know, he just said, come. And Jesus Christ and God is saying to you now, come, start moving, start walking on the water. You are water walkers. You are mountain crushers, you know, because I'm with you and navigating you. Just really believe in what God is telling you who you are. Really grab these words like you would grab hold of a reindeer to get a good ride on, you know, on the back, you know, and not fall off. Grab the truth. Grab it to your heart. Don't let anyone tear it away. Write upon the tables of your heart, you know. Keep it there. Let it come out of your mouth. Speak to your situations. Use your authority in Christ. You are better. You know, we know who we are in Christ, but okay, I know who I am in Christ, but I'm not going to exercise anything that I've got. Yeah? We need to not only know who we are in Christ, but we need to exercise our authority. We need to put our faith to practice and start believing God for things and receiving them, because your faith will come up high. And God is not going to withhold from you. You know, he really isn't. And since I've been practicing this way, my life has dynamically changed. And we're the dynamic church. It's moving in many different ways and colors and shapes. And God wants you hot. He doesn't want you worrying and doubting and fearing every minute. And, you know, yeah, will God do this for me? No, he might not do it for me because I'm not favored. My background was crap. No, rubbish. God is a respecter of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So like I said, just keeping this in your mind, what I've shared, and also let your words be good. Let your words be good words. You know, speak good into your life, your own life. When you're sat there by yourself, don't reminisce on all your mistakes and all the things where people may have put you down and, you know, I could have been forward if this person didn't trip me up here. Don't think any of those thoughts. Get rid of it. Clear it out. New, fresh start with God. You are moving forward in the ferocity of God, in the force of God, in the rhythm of God, in the spirit of God. And no man can forbid you. No man can forbid you. You're living your life on the free course of God. So get this in your heart and mind, you know. This is the type of things I think when I wake up in the morning. Yeah, I might be tired. but I don't let my tightness dictate what I think. I'm in control of my thinking. And if I'm not in control of my thinking, something else is, right? I'm not going to let what someone said to me control me, or someone gave me bad words or a bad attitude. Well, that's their problem, not mine. God bless them. Father, I forgive them. Forgive them, for they know not what they think or do or say. Bless them. No, just bless them anyway, God, you know. And I'm going to have a fantastic day with you, Father. And you bless me. You give me my before ordained works today. Open a door for me so I can speak thy word. If you open the doors for me, if you put the people in front of me, I will speak thy words. Whatever criticism might come back, it does not bother me, right? Because I know what I'm doing is blessing me, and it's blessing other people, and it's giving glory to God, and it's making me fruitful, and I know the ones that are practicing on here are doing the same. And you might just be started to begin to practice this way. Keep going. Keep going. The rewards are great. And the more you practice, the more you get the understanding, because the understanding doesn't come straight away. It comes after the fact, after the practice, after the obedience, after the instruction that God's putting and working in your heart and directing you. So everyone on here is fruitful, but we've got to forsake our own ways, our own way of doing it. Well, now I like it this way. I've been doing it with God this way for years. Well, look at your fruit. Look at what's evidence in your life. And there isn't nothing, then you need to change up. And how do you do that? Father, what am I doing that's hindering your blessings coming to me? What am I doing that's stopping the growth in my life? What am I doing that the labels are not appearing right now? Is there something that you're working and addressing with me as an individual? Because God wants us in a place of strength to be that blessing. He's blessed you to be that blessing. He's spoken all his blessings into your life. And so anyway, I'm just really, really blessed. I'm very excited. Obviously, I'm going on holiday tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that. Fellowship will be normal at normal times. It's not going to be so long tonight, so, you know, keep your words short. If you can, even though I went on for ages, I'm sorry about that. But I get excited, and I know you do too. But I'll be stopping about 10, quarter past 10 tonight, all right? So I'll try and get everyone in. And, but, you know, God is with you. He loves you dearly. Stay connected to God. Stay connected where God's connected you. Stay faithful in your daytime. Even if you feel a little bit bummed out at times or a little bit down at times, just start singing. Start praising God with your words. You know, sing a song. Sing something that lifts up that spirit of God within you. Lift the vibration in your heart and your mind. And God is so good, and God is so cool, and he's going to take care of it. You know, God shall supply all your need according to his glorious riches by Christ Jesus. God is your sufficiency in all things. He'll supply all needs. And he'll multiply your seed sown. He'll increase the fruits of your righteousness. He's going to cause all grace to abound towards you, and he's going to cause you to abound to every good work. This is what God says he do when we honor him. Do you believe it? Because if you 100% believe it, you'll do it freely, happily, joyfully, not stingily, like it says in Corinthians, right? There you go, God, you know. And God's like, oh, you think you can outgive me, do you? You can't outgive me, son. So this is the heart, you know, hilarious giver. And a hilarious giver. I'm a hilarious giver now. I used to be a stingy giver. I really did. I used to watch every penny, you know. But now it's hilarious. And be hilarious. This guy's a joker in his giving. No, he's smart. This guy's smart. He knows first things are first. And speaking in tongues, very important, you know. We've got to get rid of poverty mindset. You don't have to pinch every penny. And if you are at the moment, you can change it by honoring God. Seriously, I know I've lived the poverty life. I was brought up in a drug squat. And everything was penny pinching or stealing. Not from me, I didn't go stealing. But my family did. It was drugs and sex and rock and roll. I know the worst poverty life. My mum was like that for a long time until she got born again of the Spirit of God. So I know the down and outside, and I know in the blessed life now. And God wants you to live the blessed life. Believe it. You've got to listen to what's being encouraged. You've got to put action to it. You've got to put words to it. You let it come out of your mouth. And I'm so thankful to my God for the life I'm living now, like my kids. And, you know, the youth fellowship, you know, we still got Becky from that youth fellowship as well, and she's doing great. And Jack, her partner. People's life are changed through words. And when those words are received into a meek heart, to do, ready to do, man, God goes to work quickly. These guys will give their testimonies of that if you ask them. So, man, I love you all. God bless you greatly. You're fantastic. I'm very excited. And every day is a great day. Yeah, and sometimes I wake up a little bit, but man, my thoughts are with God. I bring my thoughts back to God. I focus on Him. And God brings that peace, that happiness within that day. And if the day isn't going so great, say, God, make me happy in this day. Do something to bless me so I'm feeling great. He'll do it for you. Just start asking that. And you'll start seeing Him change your day. And if it's a little bit dark, a little bit emotional impression. Light be in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak light into this situation right now. I rebuke this out of my house. I rebuke this from my environment. You're not worthy to come near me because I got the Spirit of God living in me. Where you come near me, you're standing on holy ground. Just like when God said to Moses when he come near to the burning bush, take your shoes off. I was about to say, take your feet off. Take your shoes off. You're standing on holy ground. When people come into your presence, they're actually coming into the presence of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, because you're Holy Spirit carriers, right? Wall to wall Holy Ghost. So anyway, I love you. You've got to think of yourself this way. Think highly of yourself. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things of a good report. You've got to think yourself that way, because that is who you truly are. Your old nature will say, no, you're not. You're this and you're that, and you said this and you've done that. No, that's dead. I'm a new creation in Christ, and you're a new creation in Christ. Carl Morton, you're amazing, strong, powerful. Devils run when you're walking with the Father because you know who you are in Christ. When you minister, people get healed, and I know when you minister, people get healed. So it's like, man, like, this is who you are. Give yourself a pep talk. Great motivation for the day, right? Anyway, I love you guys.